And a reading from Matthew chapter 2. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. For so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly, and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word, that I too may come and worship him." After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, to you and peace from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Does anybody remember that old IBM commercial with the Star Trek Captain Sisko, Avery Brooks, asking in his actorly gravitas, "What is an epiphany?" I've always thought that the only real answer to that question was Louis Armstrong's answer to "What is jazz?" "Man, if you gotta ask." And the biggest problem with most attempted answers is that they sell God short. They end up turning an epiphany into some type of mental exercise. I know something that I didn't before, and I've leveled up. But that's almost exactly the opposite of what the epiphany is in the biblical story. Matthew's story of the Magi is full of wise men. And please see the scare quotes around that phrase. The first are the Magi, the mages, would be the other word that you could use. And that gives you a better idea of what they practiced, various forms of magic. These ones are Babylonian. They come from the east. So the real comparisons in Jewish history are all of the mages who can't read the writing on the wall. It takes the prophet Daniel to come and read it for the king. Daniel is always making fools of the Babylonian mages. Those Eastern wise men, though, are reflections of the wise men of Pharaoh, who were called out to fight the signs and wonders that Moses was doing. And they're able to turn some water into blood, and they're able to make some frogs. But when you get to the third plague, even the Egyptian wise men tell Pharaoh, "This is the finger of God," and bow out. The world is always producing such wise men. And to believing Jews, they're a stock comic character. A caravan of wise men is basically saying, "Send in the clowns." But there's another group of wise men in Matthew's story. Herod calls them out. He calls the chief priests and the scribes the heirs of Daniel and Moses, the keepers of the real wisdom. And Herod asks them, where is the Christ to be born? Now, in one sense, they have the actual answer: in Bethlehem. The Jewish wise men know. But does it do them any good? Do they immediately leave their contemplations to go and see what has been born? Is there any curiosity at this odd caravan that has troubled the king and all Jerusalem with him? No. They know here, but it stirs nothing in them here. Nobody in this story is leveling up in anything that they know. The wisdom of men is always the foolishness of God. But God is willing to meet us in our foolishness. And he uses that foolishness to shame our wisdom. How did the wise men get to Jerusalem? Astrology. They saw his star. By this rank pagan superstition, God brings those who will offer true worship. And it's this clown car, not Herod or the scribes, but to these Mr. Magoos that our star reappears. This time it goes traveling before them. The text doesn't say it directly, but this is something different than that astrology. Because they were given directions to go to Bethlehem, but the star goes to where the child was, someplace different. Stars were often taken to be angels, and I think that's this second experience of the wise men. An angel leads them to the right place. And at the end of the road, when God has led them all the way, they fell down and worshiped. It's a story of the confounding of all of our wisdom. If we think we will find the child because of our might, we are confounded by Herod, who will go on to compound his sin in the slaughter. If we think we will find the child because of our scriptural wisdom, we should remember the scribes, always seeing but never perceiving. Always hearing, but never understanding. The wisdom of the world likewise fails. The astrology of the Magi leads them to Jerusalem and to Herod. They only find the child when God condescends to give them a moving star, something that I'm not sure they really understood. They were just full of great joy when they saw it. We come to worship aright because God has made the child known to us. God has made the child known to us because in his wisdom, he has chosen us to be his people. Not because of something we have, or something we do, or something we are, or something we know, but simply because it delighted him. And why did it delight him? I don't know if we'll ever have a real answer to that question. The secret things of God remain His forever. But there's something about choosing the clown car to have the gold. There's something about choosing the weak to shame the strong. There's something about the low to bring to nothing the plans of the high. There's something about a morning star born in the stable, attended by fools, to bring to nothing the one who claims all the kingdoms of the world as his. Pride always finds itself at Lucifer's place, convinced it's had and it's held the epiphany. It's the fools for Christ who know one thing. With joy, they follow the star to the right place. Amen.